After President Donald Trump's second coming to the Oval Office, the U.S. ways, means, and ends of foreign policy are witnessing a transformation. The evolving newer world order, though dynamic and transitory, needs to be understood. Deciphering President Trump's speeches, announcements, presidential orders, tweets, and utterances of last 5 months, it can be concluded that trade and tariffs are the principal means of his interstate relations philosophy. He is well focused at realizing his electioneering slogan, Make America Great Again, for which he is trying to rejuvenate the U.S. economy, bring FDI, reinvigorate the industrial sector, create more jobs, secure U.S. homeland against crimes and illegal immigration, save on extra expenditure made overseas, shift responsibility of defense to self-help by partners, and collect more tariffs on imports to reduce taxes on American citizens. His major worry appears to be the back-breaking U.S. debt of trillions of dollars. This approach has been well reflected in his visit to the Middle East, where he was successful in securing trillions of dollars of investments and billions of dollars of sales in defense, technology, and aviation sectors. Trump portrays himself as anti-war, but perhaps he is for short military showdowns, trade wars, and employment of economic coercion to attain his policy ends. Manifestation of this approach was also seen during the last month's Indian aggression against Pakistan, and Pakistan's effective and successful counteroffensive. He has reiterated multiple times the role played by him and the U.S. Secretary of State in brokering the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. It is inferred that, during his presidency, U.S. interstate relations shall be increasingly woven around trade and economy, rather than security. Trump desires to go down in the history as an American president who helped stop major conflicts in the world and took his country out of colossal debt and deficit. Trump is likely to help bring peace in the Middle East and work for two-state solution to realize his dream of Abraham Accords. KSA and Turkey are also playing a role in his peace efforts. Lifting of sanctions on Syria, meeting with the Syrian president, and expression of hope that a deal could be reached with Iran are positive indicators. Iran is expected to be pragmatic as well. President Trump is ardently working for a ceasefire in Ukraine and get closer to Russia, perhaps to forestall Russia and China getting into an unmanageable alliance. Though a priority, containment of China may retake shape of engagement during his tenure. China, making great strides in high-end technology, would wish to maintain pace of its comprehensive rise by avoiding conflicts and developing a good working relationship with the U.S. However, to protect its interests, China is expected to remain assertive in all domains.